Wake up. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Let's go.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Good morning and welcome to what is going to be the best weekend of the year so far. So far, because it's 23 today, it's 24 tomorrow, and it is 24 Sunday, and we're not even going to get rain until Sunday morning, guys.
You gotta love that.
Yeah, already 10 degrees in the city. It is going to be dry and beautiful. I would say this is patio weather, but it's going to have to be your own patio.
Yeah.
That's okay, though.
Yeah.
That's all right. You know what? If we stay cool, like a bunch of cool cats and kittens.
Stop it. Don't quote her.
We might be able to socially distance on a patio very, very soon.
Maybe.
So let's just fingers crossed for that. In the meantime, let's check in with everybody. TJ, what's on your mind?
Adam, I'm glad you brought up the weather because, dare I say, it is going to be so nice this weekend. I, who have a debilitating fear of heights, might even sit out on my own patio on the 38th floor.
You've got a new little patio set, too.
I do. Yeah, you might get blown off, though. It's pretty windy up there.
It's not windy, I'll tell you that. And when I was leaving my apartment today, I saw a gigantic spider out there. So
that's cool.
If I can't...
Do you ever wonder how they get up there?
I do.
I don't want to think about how they get up there.
Like, that is nuts.
If they're strong enough to get up that high, what else can they do?
What exactly? Jax?
Well, if you're unlike TJ and you're not going to stay on your balcony, please be good this weekend. We got a lot of amenities open this week. Basketball courts, etc.
Tennis courts.
Dog parks. And it's going to be absolutely gorgeous. And go outside, but just be good. And if you aren't, run.
So don't make out with strangers. Every stranger at the dog park.
And don't just like blatantly disregard. I'm just saying because I want to be able to party next weekend.
Thanks, Mom. Jesse.
Earlier in the week, we talked about the restaurant that was using mannequins to encourage social distancing.
Yep.
What do you guys think about this? A Vietnamese restaurant is using stuffed pandas.
Love it.
Kind of like that. I can hug the panda.
The mannequins were creepy.
The mannequins were weird. Yeah. Mannequins are creepy.
Yeah.
Period in general, and especially when they have a face. When they have no face, it's so much better. Because then I know that is not a mannequin that can turn alive at night and walk around and talk to other mannequins.
When they're digging up civilization in like 1,000 years and they find the mannequins,
they're
going to be like, what was this? They're not going to know because there had to have been a better way. But we've just really hammered down. We've gone all in on mannequins for the last 100 years.
It's true. You know, we have coat hangers. But mannequins are what we need.
Mannequins.
Guys, we got brand new Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande this morning. It is Lady Gaga's latest song from her album, Chromatica. We will get that album next week. You will get this song every hour today on Virgin Radio. This is Rain On Me.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Doug Ford says he'll lock down Ontario again if the COVID numbers continue to rise. He said this during his presser yesterday that he would immediately roll permissions back for retail stores, recreational spaces, and the public at large should his health team say it's necessary to slow the spread of the virus.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Saying we've seen it go up over the last, I think, 5 days now. The numbers haven't been good, haven't been there, so that's concerning. Hopefully it doesn't come to that. You may smell differently right now. Have you noticed? Have people around you been saying that? That's because you're staying home more, you goose. Here's the too long didn't read version of the science story. There are microbes on us that produce how we smell. And because we're not going out and interacting as much, they could be changing our scent. So if you're spending more time at home with loved ones or even near animals, that can have an effect on it too. Also, if you eat a lot of carbs, apparently the microbes that produce carbs or whatever, I don't really understand it, but basically carbs make you not smell good. So if you eat a lot of bread, you smell, friend. Yeah.
Carbs make you not smell good.
Yeah. So there are microbes that eat things on your skin.
Uh-huh.
And that is all dependent on what you wear, where you're surrounded by, who you interact with, and what you eat. And the different things that you eat, those microbes, when they eat them, and then they expel that, that is your scent.
So I dropped out of science, man.
Well, I had to watch the video nine times to understand this. So, and I still
you really committed to trending today, didn't you?
The great thing is nobody really is going to notice if you start smelling differently because no one's around you anyway.
Yeah.
So how would they know?
Your family have an obligation to love you. So that's
they have to.
They have to do it. Hey, and it's a big day for new music. Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande have released a new song called Rain On Me that's out now. It's the second song from Gaga's Chromatica album, which is delayed and isn't coming out till May 29th. The video for the song, by the way, is coming out later this afternoon, 1 o'clock. So get ready for that because I don't know if you know this about Lady Gaga videos. They can be something else.
Yeah. Even, what was the... lead single from this album. Oh my God. Why am I drawing a blank? Lady Gaga's song that just came out.
I Want You to Be Loved? Nope.
Why does nobody know this?
Stupid Love.
Stupid Love, thank you,
we
DJ.
Like pound it. We love that track. And how just
why is none of us it's could so remember good. That?
But this is the Lady Gaga album and song that we've been waiting for. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. This feels like 2008 Pride. It's awesome.
It sounds, So we'll play that about 10 minutes.
Okay. Yeah.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Heading into the weekend. 23 degrees this afternoon. It's 10 right now with Lizzo. Good. Can always use good news stories, it turns out, during a pandemic. Who knew?
Who thought?
Imagine.
We did.
So we got four good news stories for you, and then we're going to play you something good. Jax always picks the big songs.
We got something good today.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to start it off. Remember Doug Ford's cherry cheesecake video?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, somebody, a local YouTuber named Suman Ali Sayed, made scores of containers. Scores. Four score years ago, Shakespearean amounts, and donated them all to local food shelters.
What? Yeah, that's awesome.
Cool. Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, he's a professional chef. He didn't follow up step by step per se, but basically got it done, sent it out. It's a beautiful thing.
I love that.
It's a wonderful thing and delicious.
Now I want cheesecake.
Now, some people had some negative reviews about Doug Ford's cheesecake, and I just say, listen, is there a wrong way to make cheesecake?
No.
I don't think so.
Well, I'm sure there
is. So long as it tastes good, does it matter?
Like, I'm sure if you substitute egg or...
You know what, TJ? We don't need to get into the weeds on that one. Let's get into the story that you have.
A dad from Memphis, Tennessee gave his daughter, Gabrielle, a private graduation ceremony on their driveway because she couldn't attend her 2020 university graduation. She was graduating with a bachelor's in public health science, was obviously devastated that after 4 years of hard work, she couldn't walk up on stage.
Yeah.
So he built a stage in their driveway. All the family got dressed up in the robes and everything. They had like the national anthem, a welcoming speech, cool. A song, a commencement address, her bio.
Do you ever wonder where people get the time?
Yeah, no kidding.
You know where they get it?
Where?
Quarantine. That's where they get it.
The only thing I was thinking about this is, like, you guys have obviously been to a graduation, yes? They take a long time.
Yeah, yeah.
They get kind of boring. So
yeah.
Like,
for super long time.
Do you think you're sitting there like, okay, when is this over?
Right.
I this is a really great idea, but I can't hear it.
Yeah. The only commencement I went to was high school. Remember, I'm a dropout, so I did not go to the graduation ceremony as you did. Jesse.
I wanted to tell you that Some Good News by John Krasinski or Jim from The Office came to an end this week.
Oh.
But good news. CBS has picked up the show to create it for its new streaming service.
Oh, killer.
So Some Good News will continue in some form during the summer when CBS launches their new streaming service, and John Krasinski may be involved.
That's great.
Good.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I hope they keep him on for that. That's
great. Yeah, he's very funny. Jax, what's your story?
Some good news for you. A California man has married his cat for charity.
Okay.
You guys look so upset with me.
Well, I want to see where this is going first before I make a judgment.
So a California man, he's going viral right now. He married his cat, like not
we
actually
We got that
married,
part, yeah. Mm-hmm. What else happened?
To raise funds for the Humane Society. So he's giving back to the exact Humane Society where he got this cat. He's got a whole website. It's all over the place
but
right now.
And how has he raised money?
Yeah, did he marry the cat to raise money? Or
no,
was
he's
he
like
just
doing a
marrying the cat and then was like, oh, I guess I'll raise
no,
money
so if I raise
boys,
this much.
This is why...
I'm just curious how the fundraiser went.
He's doing a stunt. He's getting married tomorrow at noon Pacific Standard Time. And
Pacific Standard Time.
And he's doing like a GoFundMe. Like, he's raising money for the Humane Society. He's just using this as a stunt. I thought this was cute.
It is. It's weird. but also, I'm still not sure... What is my impetus to donate money because this guy's rearing his cat? Because
you want to give money to the Humane Society,
Adam.
No,
what you do is you say, I will marry my cat if I reach this amount of money. He's just going to do it anyway.
I'm doing it. Try and stop me.
They're in love.
Yo, honestly, I would pay to stop him.
Do you guys want the good song or not? I don't know if you deserve
Jax,
it.
Jax, will you play us something good, please?
Frank.
Oh, this is what the guy did to his cat. Go ahead, Jax.
Well, listen, boys, the sun is going to kiss your skin today, and you may need to rub aloe all over your body. And yesterday was Biggie's birthday, so we must celebrate him and celebrate the sun. Even though you guys are saucy, it's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So here's a question. Would you work from home forever if it meant a reduction in salary?
That's a big no for
me,
friend.
It's a big no. Now, I love being at work.
Yeah.
I love hanging with these two.
You sounded
and
very convincing.
Jesse? No, I do. And it's, you know, it's been a, like, we are genuinely great friends off the air. Yeah. So I would really miss that. But there's some people that don't really have that sort of, you know, we're very lucky here when we have that.
Yeah.
A lot of people don't have that at the office. And I've worked at a ton of offices where you just don't. And for a lot of people, it's like, oh, man, I could work from home. I could save the money for commuting. Mm-hmm. I can probably get more done, be
hang
more productive.
Hang out with my kids. Yeah.
And so what the pandemic has done, and I know Shopify is moving completely away from having an office. They're Canada's most valuable company, by the way. Can you believe
they killed
that? They're more valuable than the banks. Like, that's insane.
Suck it, banks.
Twitter. Twitter and Facebook are both looking at options in terms of having most people work at home. Now, Facebook came out yesterday and was talking about this, and they had a global town hall. But one of the interesting little sidebars that came out of it is if you work for Facebook in the San Francisco area, which is very expensive to live.
So expensive.
And you want to work from home, that's cool. But if you don't stay in San Francisco, they're going to reduce your salary based on where you decide to move to.
Wow.
So San Francisco's, if you can believe it, even more expensive to rent an apartment than it is here.
Oh, it's
crazy
money. It's like $8,000 a month for a two-bedroom. It's craziness,
So, they think, well, listen, if you don't live in San Francisco, you don't need to make that much money. And my question is, since when is where you live tied to your skill set?
Yeah.
I went to university. Like, if you're working for Facebook, you're probably pretty smart, right? Cookie.
And you can't demote somebody's salary based on their location. Like, that's so backwards.
Have you met Mark Zuckerberg?
Yeah. True.
Like,
well, and the other thing is like, okay, so they'll reduce your salary like $10,000, which is like a big deal to you.
Yeah.
But what is that to Facebook? Like, they make like $100 billion.
They own Instagram.
Man.
Like, come on.
Yeah, you own Instagram and all of my snaps personally.
I wanted to say that maybe like you could move and not tell them. But Mark Zuckerberg knows everything,
so you
can't do that.
He'll just turn on your webcam and look in your living room. Stop. Like, those are Missouri trees. You're not in San Fran.
I wouldn't put it past him. Anyway,
it scares me.
So they said they have until the end of the year to figure it out whether they want to stay in the Bay Area or not. But after that, salaries reduced.
Wow.
Yeah.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax
on 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So the one thing that nobody wants to talk about this pandemic. And what's coming back? You know, we know that we might get patios back.
Yeah.
We know that we're getting shopping back. Assuming that the numbers either stay steady or start to go down, that all should stay open.
Yeah.
Patios may not open until like July or something like that. But everybody's kind of wondering, when are we going to get clubs back?
Yeah. Like, it's just going to be tricky.
Yeah. I mean, like, it's nice to have those 3 months off so I can heal. Because I have
the
dancer's hip.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And you know, all that
you
dancing.
You haven't been to a club. When's the last time you went to a club, TJ?
You don't know my life.
I think the last time you went to a club was when we threw that event with Marshmallow at Rebel.
And you had to go because it was your job. Yeah.
I still went.
That was amazing, by the way. We used to do stuff.
Yeah.
Remember?
Oh my God, that was great. When stuff happened.
Anyway, they're saying, at least in Toronto, that clubs like Rebel, Toy Box, Cabana, gone. Mm. Not coming back.
Like,
now, doesn't mean they're gone.
Yeah.
It means it's not happening until there's a vaccine.
Which is super, I mean, it's a bummer, but it's super responsible and it's necessary, right? Like, that's...
It sucks. Let's just be honest. It sucks. Here's the thing. You know that there's going to be so many people just walking by the Cabana Beach Club thing, like just walking just to see those cabanas just hanging out there with nobody on them this summer. Yeah.
Crying in the wind.
Where am I going to get that Instagram photo now?
Although I think with Cabana, you probably could cordon some stuff off, right?
You could. So yeah, the space, like the deck space at Cabana is humongous, right?
Right.
So you could probably get away with that. But you
can't get sweaty and grimy and stuff like you want
to. Yeah, and like the pool and the swans, you know?
Well, no, the pools are opening. The Toronto pool. So you could do
the
pool.
I don't think that they could open Cabana's pool, though. Because like,
What do you mean what happens in Cabana's pools? That's so different than Toronto public pools.
You know what? That actually might be the safest pool.
I feel like what happens in Cabana pool stays in Cabana's pool.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Toronto is allowing cars in High Park again, at least Monday to Friday. This comes after them banning them completely at the height of cherry blossom season. So according to ActiveTO, High Park is now a quiet street between Bloor Street West and Annette Street, but that won't extend south to West Road or Colburn Lodge Drive. So it's a little bit confusing, but what you need to know is cars can go through Monday to Friday, and it sounds like on the weekends there are those like pedestrian zones again. You know how they, like, they extend the streets?
Active TO.
Active TO,
yeah,
if you will. So it's very confusing, but have fun with that. People are happier when they make big decisions by flipping a coin. This according to a new study by an economist at the University of Chicago. So for this study, every participant came in with a big question, like, should I quit my job? Should I propose? Should I get a tattoo? Then some of them flipped a coin and made that decision, committing to what the coin decided that they do. Yeah. 6 months later, they followed up with all the participants of the study, and they found that those who flipped the coin to make the big change were happier than those who did not flip the coin.
Okay.
So there's two things you can take away from the study. Either it's true that flipping a coin makes you happier, or B, just committing to either making a drastic life change or not makes you happier.
So what you're saying is you're going to talk about this on the air and spread this gospel, and you don't believe in horoscopes or the moon?
Yeah. Damn. I don't see the connection.
Yeah, damn, I don't either.
Also, I think it also it allows you to not take responsibility for your own actions, so you don't have to feel guilty about it.
Well, I blame quarters for this tattoo.
Well, the quarter said I had to do it, and so I did it, so it's not my fault. I'm saying. It's what it is.
The moon wouldn't say that.
The moon doesn't talk, so...
Not yet.
Let's not get specific.
Not yet. Hey, it's a big day because, one, it's Friday. Two, the weather's going to be unreal this weekend.
Yes.
And three, we have brand new music from Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande. It's called Rain On Me. It's the second song from Gaga's Chromatica album, which is due out May 29th. And the video is coming out later this afternoon around 1 o'clock on the YouTube. We're going to be playing it every hour for you on 99.9 Virgin Radio. In fact, we have it coming up for you in like 8 minutes if you just hang on. And that's what's trending.
Yeah.
TJ.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Do you remember your last normal Friday?
Oh, dear.
What'd you do with your last normal Friday before the pandemic? Because, you know, there's that trend about people looking up their pictures in their phone and going, this is the last normal photo I took with people. What did you do on your last normal Friday?
Oh, no. I bailed on plans.
Did you really?
Yeah.
With who?
With Miles.
Miles? Oh, our weekend show.
Yeah.
Me, Miles, and I believe you were all supposed to go out for beers. And I was feeling tired, and I texted Miles. I was like, hey, man, can we push it back to the next weekend? I'm feeling
There's
really tired today.
Next weekend.
And they said, yeah, sure. What could happen between now and then? And then a global pandemic happened.
I think you were going to still go. I wasn't because I had some friends in from Calgary.
So
I went out for beers both nights.
Yeah.
And I was, you know what? Honestly, it sounds super irresponsible now because we knew what was sort of coming, we thought.
Yeah.
But it was sort of one of those things where everybody was still out. So I was at I was out the Friday and the Saturday night with my friends Zach and Emily from Halifax who live in Calgary now. And they were in town for some, I think it was like something.
An artist showcase. Yeah.
And so this is what I was thinking about last night. When I got to work that next day on that Monday or Tuesday, the Monday, I think.
Yeah.
I remember thinking, probably shouldn't have gone out this week.
Yeah.
Like it was sort of, it didn't occur to me that day, but then things progressed so quickly on that Sunday.
At the beginning, everything was changing day by day, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. And so people were like, I can't believe people were this responsible. But nobody had warned us that you shouldn't go out, or you shouldn't do these things. And you think now, back to where you were at mentally before all of this happened.
Oh, man.
You didn't know anything about this, right? Oh. Jax, what'd you do with your last Friday?
I had hot pot at my best friend Emma's house, and it was a lovely evening. And then I bailed early because I was like, I'm so tired. And I was like, I see them all the time. and I was so tired. But I'm awake now, okay? I want to see people again.
So this
I'll
is what we want to ask.
Tired again.
Describe for us your last Friday, your last normal Friday before all of this hit. I think it was in early March.
Yeah.
If you can remember that far back.
Oh, I don't like
Land
that.
Before time.
There was still snow on the ground. It was still minus something.
Yeah.
Minus a billion. 416-872-9999. Or you can text us, 999-999. Describe what you did, where you were, who you were with, and we can all dream together. Right now it's the pandemic song. Stick with you. Ariana Grande, Justin Bieber, Virgin Radio. What are you laughing about?
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
What did you do with your last Friday before the pandemic? Can you even remember that? Because it's like, I'm looking at, it's a Friday morning.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. A lot of times we'd be talking about like, oh, this afternoon, let's go for some patio beers, yeah. like whatever.
Head to the beach.
Can't really do that.
No.
So our question stands. What shall it be for you? What was it? When was the last time you had fun on a Friday? TJ, what did the text say?
I don't know if this one's fun, but Casey in the 647 texted and said, my ex and I had dinner together on the Friday where we broke up at the restaurant.
Oh.
So this came at a bad time.
But don't worry, things will get better.
Yeah. Hang in there, buddy.
This is a good time to heal, Casey. I'm trying to find the light, okay? It's hard.
Hey, there's a lot of time to watch Friends. Nailed it.
Okay.
Another one for the 416. I had just gotten back from 10 days in Mexico, I couldn't go back to work. I was so upset because no one got to see my tan. Such a waste.
That's a good point, yeah. You know what? If you work that tan, you need somebody to look at it.
It's true. That's 90% of the reason you go.
Mm-hmm.
Last one from the 905. My friends and I had a massive party to celebrate all of our birthdays. There was like five of us celebrating. Who would have thought it'd be the last birthday the world would ever see?
Okay. It's like that. No,
no one will ever
dramatic.
Have a birthday again. Nope. I didn't have mine this year. It was on April 13th and just kind of passed on by.
Do you remember when people loved Zoom parties at the beginning and now they're like, I swear to God, if you invite me to another Zoom birthday party, I will kill you.
I will come to your house and hug you.
You won't have a computer to Zoom on, buddy.
We got Nadia. Nadia, what about you?
So I was in Sudbury. I'm originally from St. Catharines and I was in Sudbury visiting my girlfriend and her baby.
Okay.
And my boyfriend was away in Mexico, so as the weekend went on, everything kept changing, and if you're out of the country, come home. If you're not home, come home. I was like, I don't want to continue my trip. I just drove 5 hours, so I ended up going anyways, and we stayed inside the whole weekend.
Wow.
Which, I mean, in early March, it's Sudbury. What else are you going to do?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, walk on Lake Ramsey, but that was, like, starting to melt, so we didn't get to do much. No restaurants, nothing.
Ooh. Wow. All right.
It's tough.
That is tough.
It feels so far away.
Like, I know.
When they were telling people to come home and he was in Mexico, like it feels like years ago.
Yeah.
And I'd be coming home by myself. So why wouldn't I not stay?
Oh.
Yeah. And now the baby is 20 because it's been that long.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Bit of sad news. Victoria's Secret is closing 250 stores across the U.S. and Canada. So of the 38 locations in Canada, 13 will shut down. You have to expect in Toronto that, you know, major centers like Sherway Gardens or I think there's one in Sherway Gardens. And then there's definitely one in the Eaton Center.
Yorkdale.
They'll probably stay open because they're major shopping centers. But you kind of we were seeing a lot of this but pre-pandemic. Yeah. Now they've been really hit hard. And I this sounds terrible, but like, what are all the dads and boyfriends
going
to do at Christmas? Like, where what store are they going to line up outside of now?
Well, the other one that we would normally go to is Bath and Body Works, and they also announced yesterday that they're closing stores.
Owned by the same company.
Sidebar, where am I going to get those sweet BOGO candles now?
True.
I love those candles.
Buy one, get one.
I can already feel my mid-back hurting because Victoria's Secret is going to close. Like, say what you want about them. They got a great bra, man. Like...
You're the only one on this show who could actually attest to that. I don't know.
That's not necessarily
true. Let me and my breasts tell you about support. No, they like it. They have like good fittings, and I don't like feel overwhelmed in there. It's good.
So you'll be able to buy things online, obviously, and there's still going to be a ton of locations, especially in Toronto. Like we're always going to be
buying
fine
a bra
here.
Online is not the same.
So I was going
to
ask
you. No, because you actually have to like feel how it fits, how it supports your mid back, like how it supports, how it's going to go into your shoulders, everything like that, how it's going to keep the gals up. Everything.
So can I ask it like an actual dumb question though?
Yeah.
So even like regardless if you get the right size, it still could not fit, right?
So and if you have a proper sizing, which if you haven't done so in a while or if you haven't done it at all, like do that. It's life changing. But it can be hit or miss sometimes. Yeah. If you have a bra that you're like, I know that's the one I need, you can always just order the exact same. But I find at least personally that like I could be better fitted with my sizing in one bra than the other.
So it's kind of like shoes, where like you might be a 10 and a half in one and an 11 in the other.
Just,
I'm trying to relate.
It's just like your sports shoes, TJ.
Noted. Now I'm on board. This is a travesty.
Oh, my honey.
I feel like we still don't get it, man.
No,
man, we get it.
You guys are smiling supportively.
Yeah. Strong and supportive, just like a great Victoria's Secret bra.
See? We get it.
Virgin. Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Doug Ford says he'll lock down Ontario again if numbers continue to rise. He said this during his presser yesterday that he would immediately roll permissions back for retail stores, recreational spaces, and the public at large should his health team say it's necessary to slow the virus. Said we've seen it go up over the last, I think, 5 days now. The numbers haven't been there, so that's concerning. Hopefully it doesn't come to that. Hey, give yourself a little sniffy sniff. Have you noticed you might smell differently right now? That's because you've been staying at home, you goose. I watched a video on science yesterday. Apparently there are microbes that like eat the cells of your skin, and depending on like where you go, who you're around, what you eat even, when they eat that, what they expel is your scent. So if you are generally going to the same places, you normally smell the same, but because you're at home more and maybe you're spending more time around your loved ones, even your animals, you're probably starting to smell a little bit different. They also said that if you eat a lot of carbs, you probably don't smell very good. So okay. Avoid the bread.
I said to you the other day and you walked by me, I was like, you smell different. And I realized how creepy that sounds, but like I know your scent and maybe that's why.
What do I smell like?
It's not time for that.
Let's break that down. 999-999. What do you think I smell like?
No.
Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande are bringing new music to this Friday. It's called Rain on Me. It's really good. We're going to play for you in like 10 minutes on Virgin Radio. It's the second song from Chromatica, which is Lady Gaga's new album, coming out May 29th. Also, the video for the song is coming out today at 1 p.m.
Woo!
I don't know if you've ever watched a Lady Gaga music video, but it could be a journey. So let's see what happens on it. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
You're welcome.
And a beautiful weekend ahead. 15 degrees right now, 23 this afternoon, and that's the lowest temperature high for today, Saturday and Sunday.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So there was a problem facing anybody on a dating app. So I'm going to run a couple scenarios by you, and then I'm going to tell you what Hinge is doing to get around that problem.
Okay.
So how many times
have you
Jax
met your cousin?
Not even know.
What?
What? Oh, sorry.
No.
We read the wrong story.
No. So let me ask you this. Okay. So you're on the app that of choice. It could be Tinder, it could be Hinge, it could be Bumble, whatever
okay.
it is.
Yeah.
Okay. And you match with somebody.
Yeah.
And the first thing they say is, "Here's my number, text me." What's your reaction to that?
I don't want your number right away.
Yeah, not right away. Yeah.
I like the chase.
It does get a little, it's too much sometimes when you're like doing it for days though. It's just like, just give me your number.
Yeah, and I understand that,
but
right
away.
Away.
Yeah,
right.
No.
The reason a lot of people want to do that is they want to FaceTime you right away.
Really?
Yeah. Well,
no.
And a lot of people are like, well, why don't we FaceTime? It's a lot easier than texting. And it's like, I would think that would be something where if you're a little bit shy or you don't even know who this person is, you don't want to get locked into a face-to-face conversation with them, right?
Yeah. I can barely handle small talk at work. I don't know how I would handle trying to hit on you immediately on FaceTime.
True. So here's the thing. Hinge has done something that people have been asking for a long time, and that is in-app video dating. Mm. So you do not need to trade phone numbers, but it's like a FaceTime call after like a couple days when you feel a little bit more comfortable.
I don't hate that.
I don't hate that because I also don't like giving my number out.
I don't
you know
blame
what I mean? And like, it doesn't matter whether it's like a day one or day 10. It's just like weird. Because then if you stop talking, then you're like, well, I got all my Tinder numbers in my phone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It's weird.
And then all of a sudden that Tinder number comes up when you're looking for a family member.
I have a couple people on my phone that's like,
last name is Bumble or Tinder.
Yes!
Yeah, yeah, me too. Yeah, yeah.
Yes!
I have a bunch. Wait, who's Alicia Tim?
You're in a relationship. Delete those, you fool.
That's so funny.
Yeah, that's actually a really good point.
But
I forgot about that.
As it turns red, oh my God.
Whoops.
Uh-oh.
I might be in trouble on that
one.
Here's a theme song for all the girls TJ never texted back.
Adam.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, so we're looking at the forecast this weekend, and they're closing down roads specifically for it.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've ever thought I would say that, but because everybody knows, the government knows we're going to be out and walking and doing stuff, right?
Yeah. So they're like, okay, we give up. Let's shut down some roads.
Yeah, they're trying to make it their idea.
I made this. Yeah. We did this for you.
Yeah, it's like, well, people are going to be there anyways.
No. You're welcome.
Yeah.
That's a really good point, Jax. So what the city of Toronto is going to do down by the beaches is, you know, like Woodbine Park and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
You know, where the Canada Day fireworks that used to happen and that are not happening this year used to happen.
Where Bestival was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Back in the day when that was a thing. Lakeshore Boulevard West at Windermere to Stadium is going to be closed. So that's on the west end of the city. And then, of course, as I just mentioned, across from Woodbine, you've got Coxwell to Woodbine Avenue completely shut down. And they're calling, you know, it's part of this active TO thing they've got going on. And it's to keep people spaced.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. Yeah. And I think it's going to be neat to be able to walk on Lakeshore. Like, imagine just just able to walk on Lakeshore.
Yeah.
Be great for an Instagram photo shoot. I'm not kidding. Be kind of neat with the sea. Because on Lakeshore, if you're looking towards the city, you can see the CN Tower.
Yeah,
so if you're there at sunset or sunrise, I'm telling you, great Instagram shots.
Right, but Instagram safely, guys.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. You can be far away.
This would be a great time to go ruin people's Instagram photos this
weekend. Oh, yes!
Why would you take it there?
Why wouldn't you take it there?
See?
Also, the two of you Muppets running around.
Now, one day, and this may be the summer to do it, I've always thought we should do like a rankings of the best parks in the city.
Yeah.
And obviously you would put Trinity Bellwoods up there as a winner.
Mm.
But I'm going to say that one of the most underrated places to be in this city is Woodbine. Woodbine Park is awesome.
You're
not
wrong.
Huge.
Yep.
And it's beautiful. And there's food right across the street. And it's all open.
That's, to me, is the sign of a healthy park is treats.
Yeah.
If you have access to treats, you're a good park.
If you can't get, if you can't get burgers and ice cream nearby, then it's not a great park.
Then I'm going to go home.
You're not a park, you're a parkette.
Thank you. Exactly.
Oh, boys.
Exactly. So anyway, just a heads up. Again, Lakeshore West at Windermere to Stadium, Lakeshore East, Coxwell to Woodbine, Bayview Avenue, Mills to Rosedale Valley Road, all shut down this weekend, so you can get out there and dance like Jax is in the studio right now. She's doing the TikTok dance actually perfectly. It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ and
So imagine you've got a pretty good job, and your boss says, listen, after the pandemic, you don't have to come back. You obviously have to keep working, but you don't have to come back to the office. It's great.
Sweet. Set all your pants on fire.
Set all your pants on fire.
Don't
exactly. Or you could just give them to Salvation Army, which would be great too.
Better idea.
And you could save all the money commuting. You can do everything from home, which is awesome. You can eat your own food. You probably like things, you know, you're not going out for lunch as much as possible.
Yep.
I would miss the social element, but a lot of people are really thriving in that environment, right?
Yeah.
And the pandemic has kind of introduced us to the fact that, well, we live a lot of our life online. You don't really need to be in the office every day. So Facebook has recognized this. Twitter's recognized this. Shopify has recognized this. And all of these companies are moving a lot of their staff permanently to their homes. Mm. The one thing that was interesting about Facebook making this announcement yesterday, though, and I want to know what you guys think of this. San Francisco, where Facebook is kind of based out of, Silicon Valley, it's all in there. Very expensive to live.
Yeah.
Very, 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 very expensive to live. Way more expensive than it is even here.
I'm looking up a one bedroom right now, and it's $5,700 for a studio.
Pardon me?
Yeah.
For a studio.
For a studio.
So no bedroom.
Silicon Valley style.
Oh, nice lighting though.
Wow, holy moly. So there you go, right? You get the idea of how expensive it is. So Mark Zuckerberg said to his employees, listen, if you're gonna work from home, that's cool. But if you move out of the Bay Area, meaning your living expenses go down, we are going to adjust your salary downwards to match that.
Okay.
I mean, like, has there ever been a more Mark Zuckerberg thing ever said?
He's content with nobody liking him, eh?
Well, so what I don't understand about this is, like, you know, if you lose, like, say, 10 grand off your salary.
Yeah.
And I'm just throwing that out there for a round number.
Yeah.
That's a lot of money to basically everybody. What is that to Facebook and Instagram and WhatsApp, which is the same
like
company?
Nothing. It's nothing.
What is that to you? Is it? Do you really need to save the $10,000 on a few people?
I have a theory on how Facebook could save face, and honestly, how you could trick Facebook into paying people again. What Snapchat and Instagram need to do is put out a statement saying, hey, even if you do work from home and you do not live in San Francisco, we're still going to pay you equal amounts of money. And then Facebook will steal that idea.
Ah.
Because if there's one thing Facebook loves more than anything else, it is stealing the ideas of others.
Yeah, because you know what? They try as they might, they can never make themselves look good.
No.
The one hole in that plan is that Instagram is owned by Facebook.
And I love Instagram.
Yeah, let's ignore that. That doesn't follow my narrative.
99.9 Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Toronto is allowing cars in High Park again.
Woo!
that a woo?
That's a woo. Yeah. You might have remembered that they had them banned after the height of cherry blossom season, right at the beginning of it.
Mm.
But now they're allowing cars through Monday to Friday. Yeah. But according to ActiveTO, which is where they're like closing down certain roads to allow more pedestrians on it, Hyde Park is now a quiet street between Bloor West and Annette Street, but that won't extend south to West Road or Colburn Lodge Drive.
Hmm.
So it's a little bit confusing, but it sounds like this weekend it's pedestrians only, and then Monday to Friday there's a couple roads that are still.
That's going to free up so much space because like Colburn and Annette, like that's the north and south sides of the park. So yeah, I just wooed because anything that's not like and this will be closed now is good news.
That's fair. That's fair.
Hey, if you have a big decision to make, you should flip a coin for it. This is according to a new study by an economist at the University of Chicago. So for the study, they have participants come in with a big question, like, should I quit my job? Should I propose? Should I get the tattoo? Then they had a few of them flip a coin, and they committed to what the coin decided. 6 months later, the people whose coin flipped told them to make the big change were happier than those who didn't flip the coin.
And that is because they didn't have to take responsibility for their decisions.
That's a good point. There's two takeaways from this. There's that, or there's also just, if you want to make a big decision, just figure it out. Do it or don't, and commit to it. Or blame currency. You can do
you know
too.
What? You need to look at that Shia LaBeouf video online.
Don't
just
ever.
Do it. Do it. That's what you need to do.
Wow, is it 2011 already, boys?
Hey, hey, hey. That video is unforgettable. It's a YouTube's greatest hits.
That's a classic.
How dare you?
I'm sorry. I'm razzing you. Wow. I'm going to miss you guys this weekend.
I don't think she will.
I don't think so either. Do you feel missed?
Yeah.
No.
No, I don't either.
No. Say you miss us again.
Yeah.
Carry on.
Go.
Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande released a new song today. It's called Rain On Me.
Yeah.
It's the second song on Gaga's Chromatica album, which is due out May 29th. Also, 1 o'clock today, they're releasing the video for it. Now, if you're unfamiliar with the artist Lady Gaga and her previous works, they can be a little odd, but very fun. So that video is going to be pretty sweet. We're also playing the song for you every hour on 99.9 Virgin Radio, and we got it coming up for you in like five minutes here.
Okay.
So just hang on.
Now, what is the name of that song again?
It's called Rain On Me.
Which it will not do in the city of Toronto until...
He's a pro!
Sunday morning.
Fire
he's
him.
A
yeah,
pro! I should get fired for that, but I do want to let you know, Monday and Tuesday next week, okay? So it's 23 right now, 24 Saturday, 24 Sunday. It'll rain a little bit in the morning and then sunny in the afternoon again. But here's the thing. Monday and Tuesday, CP24 has the lightning graphics up, guys.
And 31.
We're getting our tundra.
Getting tundering
lightning.
What is happening?
It's Nova Scotia. Anyway, we're out of here. Robin's up next. Robin. Lady Gaga's new song is playing in a couple. Right now it's Dua Lipa. Have a fantastic weekend.
You.
It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.